Welcome to the Two Blind Pros Podcast.
This show comes with a money-back guarantee. Send us your money and we'll send a portion of it back.
Seriously, you can send us money. It's okay. We won't tell anyone.
And we'll still respect you in the morning. Send me a 20 and I'll respect you now. Hello, Brad.
Hello, Charles.
Just trying to think of, odd things to say. Seemed odd.
That's pretty much what I do all day.
And you write them down.
And I write them down on my little squirrel pad.
You have these grocery lists of things.
I do. And what is on my grocery list of things today? Well,
Since you asked.
And I'm glad you did, Charles. The professor is in the green room, waiting to come in.
Yeah.
And he wants to talk to us a little while. He's got a new discovery, he said.
Cool. That's
brand new discovery.
Should be interesting.
That should be. And what else we got to talk about? Well, we'll just leave it a surprise. We're just going to surprise you today.
No. A mystery show.
It's a mystery show.
Sweet. You want me to go get the professor then?
That would be preferable to what you firstly said.
Okay, hold on. Let me go get him. Okay, hold on.
Okay, Professor, come on in here and just have a seat. Sit down right
there. That stool right there, Professor. Yeah, that mic right there
right
is
here.
On.
Right here? Okay.
Yeah, that mic right here there is on.
Okay. Oh, okay. Icon. Okay. Okay. This one?
Yes.
This one right here?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you have caffeine today, Professor? You seem to be a little fidgety.
No. No, I'm perfectly fine. Thank you.
Okay. Well, you came in to tell us about a new discovery, you said. Use what you said on the phone.
I do. Hold on. I got it right here in my pocket. Yes. Right. Right.
He doesn't want me to look at his notes. No, I don't. Don't look at my notes. Okay. It has been discovered, through thorough research, mind you, that there are some particularly interesting words in the English language.
That's your discovery?
Professor, that's not very...
That's not breaking news.
No, I don't think so. Well, you haven't heard the best part of it yet.
Oh, okay.
The best part...
That's not the discovery.
Well, the best part is that one word in particular is very interesting.
It is.
And that is the word monkey.
The word monkey.
The word monkey. It's been scientifically proven that the word monkey is a funny word. It's just downright funny.
Well, when you say the word monkey, it does conjure up funny images in your head.
In fact, 9 out of 7 housewives interviewed.
Yeah. Yes.
So they like the word monkey.
You go around interviewing housewives, do you?
No, I don't do it.
Okay.
The interns do it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Let's get that straight.
Well, okay. Specifically, the housewives preferred monkey.
I get the funding.
Okay, get the grants.
The interns do the research.
I see.
Okay, make sure we're clear. The word monkey is scientifically funny, and if we further concluded...
monkey.
This is why the theory of evolution is so popular. Because it gives us the opportunity to say...
We have a connection.
It gives us the opportunity to say monkey a lot. All right. Our research went on to find that we're psychologically more inclined to say monkey than we are to say mortgage interest.
Okay.
Or root canal.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
That's very interesting findings, Professor.
I got a whole list of statistics right here. Okay. My point. Okay.
We don't really need to go over all of them, do we? I hope not.
No, Professor, because the pie charts and things kind of scare me.
You did pie charts on monkeys?
We did pie charts. We have some graphs with some bar graphs here. If you'll notice this line, you'll see that line right there.
Right, yes, I see that line. Mm-hmm.
Well, that line right there indicates that there is a median slope of a bipartisan angular. You see this little dot right here?
Yes.
Okay, that's monkey. And it's much higher on the chart over here.
Yes, I see the little line that goes to the point that it says monkey.
Right, and that's over here is root canal. Right.
Oh, yeah. Right. You know, the listeners can't see that.
Right. Oh. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was a live show.
It's a live show, but it's audio.
Oh. Oh, it's just audio?
Yes.
Well, what's that camera for?
That's just to take pictures of people.
It's not on?
No.
No. Well, I thought this was going to be a televised event.
No, this is not a televised event.
Oh, well. Take my paperwork here.
Professor.
I don't know.
Professor?
See you later.
Oh, but, Professor!
He left. I think we offended him.
He thought this was going to be a televised event.
Well, he had nice charts.
He did have nice... He actually... He spent a lot of time on this. Yeah. He had an easel. Ooh, and...
and he didn't... Well, he didn't take those with him.
He didn't take the easel or the pie charts with him?
No, he just took his notes.
Well, here he comes back. He's mumbling to himself. There you go, Professor. Did you get it all this time? Okay, goodbye.
I think you're right. I think you nailed it with the caffeine thing. He said, needs a layoff of that.
He said too much on his Bunsen burner today.
too much on his Bunsen burner. But he's right. He's right, though.
Monkey, is a funny word.
It is a funny word. It's right up there with, like...
I don't know. What else?
Pickle?
Pickles? Pickles is... I don't know if pickles is funny as pickles. I think pickles is funnier than pickle.
You think it... What? You think pickles are funnier than pickle?
Yeah. I think the S makes it funnier.
Yeah. Pickles. Yeah. Mr. Pickle.
Penguins.
You can Mr. Pickles.
Mr. Pickles. No, that's funny.
Penguins. Yeah. Penguins are funny.
What if you had a monkey named Mr. Pickles?
That would be downright hysterical. Come here, Mr. Pickles.
Oh, my.
Maybe that's why Mr. Peanut went over so well. Mr. Peanut.
Mr. Peanut?
Mr. Peanut.
No. So, it's not funny.
Poodles.
Poodles are funny. A lot Poodles. Of P words are funny, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. What else is funny? Guacamole's funny.
Guacamole.
You got to give guacamole a chance.
That's one of your favorite words.
I like the word guacamole. It doesn't...
Well, the English language.
Well, there's a lot of funny stuff about the English language, isn't there? I mean, there's a lot of. It's got to be the most confusing language on the planet.
Yeah.
I mean, well, now dropping a bunch of pans down some stairs and calling that a language, I don't understand that either.
What?
Bing bang boom bang bang boom bang bang. I didn't make heads or tails of that. Bunch of pans down. But
I was not prepared for that.
I'm sorry. But and then there's that other one that we talked about before, you know, the whole clicking business.
Oh yeah, well,
calling that a language didn't make much sense neither. Right. But now, like, there's some beautiful languages. Like, I think Spanish is a very beautiful language. Mexican is a very beautiful language. All the versions of Spanish, I think, are very.
Did you
pretty.
Say Mexican?
Well, Mexican's different than Spanish.
Is it?
Yeah.
How so?
I don't think it's called Mexican. I think it's called. Something else.
It's called Spanish, man. It's not called Mexican.
Well, they speak. It's Mexican is a derivative of the actual Spanish language spoken in Europe, but it's not exactly the same.
No, it's not Spain Spanish.
It's like calling Spanish. What we speak here in Texas English. It's just not the same
in any form.
No. And you know, Portuguese is a pretty language. Now, how about that German language? When you got that, and whenever you got that sound in your language, it's a little disconcerting. It's no wonder they're so aggressive. You know,
you know what I like to hear is like French, what? French singers.
French singers.
Yeah, songs that are in French.
Oh, like what?
Oh, I can't sing one for you. I don't know any French.
I don't know any French songs.
C'est la vie. Hola, bonjour. I got it.
I even think the Arabic languages are very pretty. I mean, I think they're very, yeah. They flow well. And you know, like those prayers that always get up and sing the prayers, you know. You know,
yeah.
Across the cities. And
my stepdad was over there in like the late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah, late 70s. He was over there in the late 70s. In the middle of the 70s, late 70s. And, he said that the first day that he was over there, he stayed in like this hotel or whatever, right? And he woke up to, and he was like, "What is going on?" He had no idea.
He had no idea they broadcasted
no,
that stuff.
No, because they blared over this intercom system. Wow.
I need a screwdriver quick.
Wake up to that. But he also told the story about he left his bag in a cab on the way from the airport to the hotel.
Right.
And, you do that in like New York and your bag's gone, man. And he said that he went down to the desk to try to get a hold of the cab company or tell the get with the clerk and try to do something, right? And I don't remember what took place there, but when he got back to his room, his bag was sitting next to his door.
Huh.
Yeah. The driver apparently says, "Oh, he left his bag." Because over there, if you steal something, they chop off your appendage.
Yeah,
you lose your hand. So
Japan's like that, though. They don't steal in Japan, and they don't chop things off either. But they just don't steal. It doesn't occur to them.
Yeah.
I mean, anyway. My point in all this was, I don't think you can tell if a language is pretty unless if you speak it. I mean,
you can't tell if it's pretty unless you speak it.
Well, when I hear English, I hear the words. I don't hear the sounds much. I can't tell if we have a pretty language or not.
Okay.
I know that, I know for a fact that other countries and other places I've been, they like to hear our drawl. They like to hear us talk. So I assume that at least in the South, they find it somewhat pleasant to hear. But what gets me is just trying to, I know some Spanish and the language makes sense, when you study it.
Mm-hmm.
There's some exceptions, but when you conjugate verbs and stuff, I mean, it all kind of makes sense. But just think about the plurals in the English language.
Yeah.
Just think about
that. That makes sense.
What's the plural of box?
Boxes.
What's the plural of ox?
Oxes?
No. It's not oxes.
What is it?
It's oxen.
Oxen?
It's goose and geese. But it's not moose and meese. No. It's mouse and mice, but it's not house and heist. And if it's man and men, then shouldn't it be pan and pin? Those are two separate things.
Okay, yeah, I guess
that's
so.
Not
yeah.
plural.
Yeah. Maybe those words were already taken out.
But a foot, this is my favorite. No, not my favorite. This is a funny one. Foot. What's plural of...
feet.
And what do you put on one foot? If you have on one foot, you have a boot. Shouldn't you have beat on both feet? If you have a boot on a foot, you should have beat on a feet, right?
Beat on your feet.
No.
That's too funny.
Yeah, I don't know. Then you got like booth and teeth, tooth and teeth, booth and beeth. No.
No.
No. No. These and those, but you would never say, I'm sorry, that and those.
That and those what?
That or those. Uh-huh. The plural of that is those, but the plural of hat is not hose. No. Doesn't work. And, we kind of explored this and then that's just the plurals in this language. But then you've got other stuff you got like the pronouns in a different language. When I was studying Spanish, it all made perfect sense. But he, because it's all L and L, it's got the A. It's got an A at the end. It's feminine. If
feminine,
it's got an O at the end,
I never could catch on to that, though. I didn't understand what was feminine and what was masculine.
A is feminine, O is masculine.
I got there like that.
In English...
Is a cat masculine or is it feminine?
Gato.
Yeah, what is that, masculine or feminine?
It's masculine.
But it's a cat. It's not a cat. There's nothing masculine about cats. How do you know?
It is to the Spanish, I guess. I don't know, man. It's chica and chico.
What?
Chico is a boy, chica is a girl.
I don't know, yeah.
It makes perfect sense.
No, it doesn't.
Nah. But in the English language, it's he, his, and him, right?
Okay.
But it's not she, shiz, and shim. It doesn't make any sense. And you know what? If you take a If you take a pine cone and plant it with an apple, you don't get a pineapple. I don't understand that one either. Why don't they just give that thing its own word? It's confusing.
A pineapple?
A pineapple does not grow on a pine tree.
Nor is it an apple.
No.
You think that's a? You think pineapple is two words jammed together? A pineapple?
A pineapple? It could be. That makes more sense than a pineapple.
Pineapple.
But why is quicksand slow? And why are boxing rings square? I mean, can they not get together on what things are called? I don't get it. And like a writer. Okay, here's a good example. Like when a writer, what does a writer do?
They write.
Right. But a finger doesn't thin. All right.
A finger doesn't thin.
Teachers taught, past tense, but preachers don't prot. It doesn't make any sense.
Proch. Preach, proch, prod.
Taught, past tense. But here's my favorite. No, that's not my favorite. You've got these, and you've heard all these before. These are the it doesn't make any sense. But like for instance, people recite at a play, right? Mm-hmm. But they play at a recital. You know, and then you heard all these before. We ship by truck, right? But we send cargo by ship. You know, it doesn't make any sense. We have noses that run and feet that smell. I mean, can you imagine trying to figure this out if you didn't understand the English language?
Right, it would be very confusing, right?
And why is... and here's another thing. Why is a slim chance and a fat chance the exact same thing? But yet wise men and wise guys are different.
That's a good one.
You burn all your stuff up in a house while it burns down. And you feel in a form by filling it out. That doesn't make any sense. And my favorite is, turn the alarm off so it'll go off in the... Turn the alarm on so it'll go off in the morning. It gets me frustrated, and I understand it all.
I never think about these things.
Obviously, your job's more interesting than mine. Hold on while I turn my hat around.
Too funny. Too funny.
Now then.
I got one like that.
Oh, hey, Buford.
Hey, boy. Yeah.
Well, you got one like what?
Hey, who was that boy running past me with a big easel in his hand a while ago?
Oh, that's the professor.
He was mumbling something about a television he had to go watch.
Yeah, well, it's a long story. Don't
worry. Okay. Yeah, I got confused, my uncle. Nobody would go around my uncle for the longest time.
What, did he have an odor?
No, it had to do with the English language being so funny, you know. We'd never heard none of this stuff before, but what we knew is he was actually my sister's husband. And we knew she was, not my sister's, my aunt's husband, in other words, my mom's sister's husband. Right? I'm sorry. Let me get this straight.
Yeah, all right.
And my uncle was my mom's sister's husband. Well, my mom's sister was a little flaky to begin with, and she was what she called a vegetarian.
Oh, okay. She eats vegetables.
Vegetarian. Right. We you know, we didn't know what a vegetarian was, you know, nothing. But
sure.
But she decided when she's about 20, she's going to be a vegetarian.
Yeah. She didn't eat nothing but vegetables.
She didn't eat nothing but vegetables. Okay. Come for Thanksgiving, and she just did fill up on the potato salad. You know, I didn't have the heart to tell her that we put animal lard in there. But anyway, what really confused us and why we would never go over to her house anymore was when she was 22, she got married to some college person.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Was he a vegetarian too?
Nope. She told us he was a humanitarian.
Nope.
We were afraid to go over. He might eat us.
Yeah, did you finally figure out the difference?
Yeah, well, one day he said he was coming for Thanksgiving that year. And we told her that we'd fix all the vegetables she wanted, but we weren't cooking no humans. And that's when it got explained to us.
Well, I'm glad you get that worked
out. Yeah, I'm glad you finally worked it out in your family.
Yeah, well, that's about all I had to say. I got to get back out there to the shop.
All right, Buford. Well, see you later. Take it easy.
And
Charles, you got anything else?
No, with that, I think we ought to wrap it up.
We can't do anything better.
Hey.
Hey, there's music playing in the background.
Jazzy Chaz's phone is going off. Hold on a second.
Oh, everybody hold on. Everybody wait. La, 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 la. La 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 la! Isn't this embarrassing when you're podcasting, and they always go off.
Yeah,
and then you always forget to turn them on vibrate, and you go into a meeting, and then
the funny part though is that.
But at least your ring on your phone's not annoying.
Well, no, but the funny thing is I get calls all the time from people I don't know.
That was from somebody you didn't know?
Well, I don't recognize the number, and it's things like. Can I get the billing department, please?
The billing department?
Yeah, I think you've got the wrong one.
Well, you know why? Because your phone number, the last four digits of your phone number is 6,000.
Yeah.
So that's why.
I think it's very generic. Is that what you're saying?
It's easy to remember.
Easy to remember.
But yeah, I think it's generic. I think that one digit off somewhere else would cause you to get the wrong number.
And I've had several people saying that wanting to fill their prescription. Yeah, that's the next window, please.
Pull around. That's what you should say. You should take it. Okay, pull around. I'm not there.
Hey, you better pull around.
If I was of a lesser character, I'd say, all right, well, let me get your credit card number again.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Our records are showing that.
Your credit card number is up for expiration. Let me verify that. What is that? That's your phone?
That's my phone ring.
What's it? What
That's
it?
Annoying.
What did you do?
Let me see if I can do it again. That's my phone ring.
So do you leave your phone on your desk when you go someplace, to go to a meeting or something? Do you leave your phone on your desk on full volume?
No. Not with that ring, I don't. Somebody does that?
I've run into people at the office that do that. And you're like, what is that? What?
No, I put it on vibrate and put it down on my belt.
And then about the time you get to their desk, it stops.
Oh, you mean when you... Oh, I understand. When you leave... Oh, I thought you meant you take the phone with you and leave it full volume.
In the meeting.
I have
no,
done
not
that,
in.
Yes. Yeah. I have left it at my desk.
In your cube.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've done that.
So it goes off.
What is this? What is this? Call Central? Okay. Well, we were intending to end the show 5 minutes ago, so let's end it now.
All right. Well, thank you for listening, and we encourage you to come over to mylifeministries.org and join in on the forum and join in on the fun, and send your comments to comments@twoblindsquirrels.com, and we will read them on the air.
Thanks for listening, guys. Y'all have a blessed day.
I love two blind squirrels. I can't say it ever again.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchases necessary.